Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 20th of May. The death of Iran's president in a helicopter crash is unlikely to have any immediate impact on financial markets. Iran's supreme leader, Khamenei, is the critical individual in major policy decisions. The first vice president will take over as interim president, while elections were arranged within 50 days. Longer-term considerations for financial markets are how President Raisi's death might affect the choice of the next supreme leader and whether there is any form of protest around the elections, either through reviving urban demonstrations or through an informal boycott of the polls. The social media coverage of the helicopter crash is also a reminder of just how widespread fake news reporting has become, something that is relevant in a highly politicised year. The economic calendar today is a barren wasteland of nothing. There are a smattering of US Federal Reserve speakers rushing to grab the media spotlight, but the Powell Fed stresses data dependency, and however ridiculous that policy is, it means that we're left at the whims of the very latest data release more than the pontifications of central bankers. The latest data is confirming markets in the idea of an easing of US interest rates this year, and one can make a clear case that the easing of interest rates in the States should already be happening, but that easing is now focused on the third quarter rather than a more timely rate cut. The week ahead does have the interest of UK consumer price inflation data. These numbers stress the importance of local peculiarities to all countries' inflation numbers at the moment. The weirdness of UK energy pricing is going to lead to a big decline in the headline inflation numbers, and UK inflation may fall below that of the US and Europe. However, there is also the April effect, when the start of the UK's financial year leads to some automatic resets of pricing. For example, mobile phone service providers, who often tie their tariffs to a defunct inflation measure, will reset their prices every April. The timing of the Bank of England's easing is in part based on this inflation. But because the Bank of England is not dependent on the very latest data release, but instead focused on the more medium term, it is clear that the durability of the low inflation environment is what will matter to policymakers. Of course, consumer perceptions of inflation will not change just because the headline number declines. As elsewhere, consumer inflation perceptions are biased towards high-frequency purchases and focused on price levels more than they are on price changes. The point about inflation in developed economies is that most market-determined prices are back to being well-behaved. Instead, it is local anomalies that are distorting the headline number. The fantasy owner's equivalent rent in the States, weird energy pricing policy in the UK, tax and subsidy changes in parts of Europe, and so on. While economists are often criticised for removing from the inflation calculation the prices that they do not like, there is a point to this pruning. If you want to know about US middle-income homeowners' spending power, there is absolutely no point in adding in either owner's equivalent rent or actual rents to the inflation calculation, because middle-income homeowners pay neither of those prices. Monetary policy in the UK has zero influence over UK electricity prices, which are set by a formula the Bank of England has no control over. The point is that prices central banks do have control over are in disinflation or deflation territory across most developed economies. Real interest rates are generally rising. Central banks should be considering whether they want a real policy tightening to continue. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.